Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antine speaking to you about the week beginning on Monday the 11th of March, ending a Sunday the 17th of March, St. Patrick's Day in the United States. We have the new moon, so we're in the waxing crescent, first quarter phase of the moon. We're starting to move forward and get going, and we have an Aries moon for that too, so we're ready to go. I want to mention right away that there is a little space heater here, and if you're hearing anything that sounds like, you know, is she speaking in a car wash or something, it's not that. But at any rate, hopefully you can't hear it at all. Now, the first thing up, literally, on the day of the 11th, Monday the 11th, while the Aries moon is taking a very long time to get to the sextile to Mars in Aquarius at 7:08 a.m. on Tuesday, Venus, goddess of love and also money, is entering the sign of Pisces, where she is said to be exalted at 5:50 p.m. Well, you know, these terms, they're old terms, you know. They like Venus here because Pisces can be, of course, as we know, a highly spiritual sign. When the fish is swimming up, it is divine. So love can become divine love. It can become unconditional love. It can become great passion of compassion love. And that's a great idea for how to use it on the more mundane levels of life. Most of the time, we are not quite as elevated as that, it seems. So just in my years and years of observation of self and others. But the fish can also be swimming down, and this is where you get the, quote, victim or prisoner of love issues of Venus in Pisces. So there was somebody on Facebook that posted a joke where it was Venus in Pisces, quote, "Oh, look, here's someone who's terrible for me." Yeah, you know, our choices can be made out of a sense of having to save someone. Pisces is a martyr complex in a way. So martyring oneself to the life of another is often seen in relationships, not just with Venus and Pisces. So also loving Piscean things is what we're looking at here, and that can be great art and music and ballet and, you know, all of that wonderful stuff, film and photography and sailing on the ocean blue, you know. This is the love, and the values of Venus are very much these sensitive ideas and pursuits. But also we can find people with the love of fantasy escape things like drugs and alcohol, and other ways, addictions to other things that are, you know, there's so many, and people are addicted to things they don't even know they're addicted to because we don't have a name for it. So it is something to watch this Venus in Pisces transit because, you know, it is such a wide spectrum that can be seen both in the self, in others, and in the world. Now, Venus, as the sign of money, as I said, will spend on these things. Fish, aquariums, you know, boats and yachts, if you have that kind of money. Also, it is the sign of feet, so you may have a great upswing in purchasing shoes and socks and things that are associated with the foot, which could also be doctor appointments that could be helpful, or pedicures. You know, with Venus in Pisces, you're going to want the full deal, you know, with the massaging chair and the massage of the feet and, you know, and lower legs. So, yes, this is time for those areas to be focused on in a way of worthiness, right? And so podiatrists and chiropodists and all of that kind of thing. You may be filling in something that I forgot because you're thinking of it. So, yes, so it is an interesting transit always, and the potential for the exaltation exists. It would be pursued, perhaps, in getting into a spiritual mode that requires some kind of a water feature, such as a waterfall, or being on the shore, listening to the waves come in, very calming and meditative and healing experiences, and others that involve water element. So, yes, indeed, Venus in Pisces, and she will be there from this 11th day of March at 5:50 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time until we get her to the very end. 29:41 is how you begin the 10th day of till you begin the 5th day of April. So she's there. And then she goes into Aries, and she wants to be full speed ahead, completely different. And one of the things we know she's going to do in Pisces, which will be very, very nice, and maybe bring you some good luck or fortune or something like that, if you happen to have planets connecting to this, you know, is in her Pisces realm, she will come to a sextile to Jupiter in Taurus, and that will happen early also. She is going to catch up to this. Let's see, where are you, Venus? Jupiter is around 14, 15 degrees of Taurus in March. As we move along, it'll go all the way up to 17 degrees in March, and she will finally get to the exact connect around the 25th and into the 26th. She's going to make that sextile. So this is very helpful in terms of spending, receiving, and indulging. This is can be a way that you find yourself suddenly blessed with some income that you weren't expecting. Not a real surprise, but a little shift that is helpful for you. March is also, before that, going to see the conjunction of Venus to Saturn. So that comes first, is the disappointment. And this can also be in the attitudes of love. This is from the 11th to the 12th degree for her of Pisces. And that occurs on the 21st and 22nd of March. And that's the Saturn conjunction. Saturn is going to be in 12 degrees of Pisces until the 26th of March. And that's actually the day the Mercury slowdown begins before the retrograde, right? So she's got those aspects in the early part. And then she's going to have a sextile to Uranus in Taurus. Uranus in Taurus has finally moved off 19 degrees, and it is now hanging out for a while on the 20th degree of Taurus. So she will get up to that soon after she makes that 12 degree, because she's picking up some speed. And so between the 27th and I'd say the 27th and the 29th of March, she's in the sextile to Uranus. So that's where some of the income can be a surprise or lucky. something is valued at that time. That could be a change of some sort. The one to watch, though, that we are seeing most of the astrologers focused on, and it's there's good reason for it, is because while our mind is slowing down, Venus is getting to the point where she is going to join Neptune. And that will be taking place right at the beginning of April. So you've got Mercury retrograde April 1st and Venus coming into the conjunction, which will be more exact conjunction as it goes further. But even she will keep up with the degree shift of Neptune, and that conjunction will remain really until she leaves on the 5th of April and moves into Aries. So the whole first part, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days of April, have the definite, I used to call it rose-colored glasses effect. The love of the fantasy, the love of the beauty, and also, you know, the other side facing down there. So she can either greatly enhance the upward swimming fish or greatly enhance the downward swimming fish. And that's what we need to understand. And if you're hooked into the daily forecast that I put on the Facebook Astral Essence page, you will be reading about this again. All right. By the time she gets to this stage, we will have had the shift of Mars already into Pisces. So we have a lot of Pisces, and we're swimming in Pisces, even though the Sun and Mercury are in Aries. That's a little bit of a balance there. So that is something that you need to know. The house in your birth chart where the transit of Venus in Pisces takes place is where you can find love or money. Venus is considered the lesser benefic or the smaller amount of benefit, whereas Jupiter is considered the greater benefic. So that's why when Venus does that sextile to Jupiter, it's got to be a beneficial experience, more so than just with Venus alone. But she is the ruler of our personal possessions and our personal finance. And so, you know, this is the area where she is, where you can start seeing some benefits, okay? And also, you know, if you want to meet somebody, be in that realm. And that's where it is for the period of time, wherever the house is involved, you know, no matter what it is, it can be a way that that energy comes to you. All right, so. As I said, the whole aspect of the Monday of the 11th day of March is the waiting for the moon to get to the sextile exact 7:08 a.m. to Mars in Aquarius. So that's a good day to get out there and start getting things done. It is a good day to look at your future and push for your future. And now that you know that Venus is going to be moving through Pisces, you may have some idea about where pushing for things in the future that could bring in something now will be available to you. That aspect is the last aspect for the Aries transit of the moon. And on Tuesday, we're going to have a void, of course, Aries moon, which is great for just, you know, getting things done, moving around and, you know, just not trying to start something exactly at that point in time. The moon will enter Taurus at 8:28 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Tuesday the 12th. And this is the first aspect for Venus in Pisces, a sextile from the moon in Taurus until 10:56 p.m. And how lovely that will feel. Oh, that's a wonderful night to be, you know, just really indulging in creature comforts and enjoyment of beauty and sensuality. But it's just a minute later that the moon squares Pluto in Aquarius, 10:57 p.m. So it's really been an aspect coming in, and Venus just jumped into Pisces took over, but not for long. So that is the very big difficulty of the fixed signs, with the moon being less strong, but in its own sign, strong. And Pluto, always a powerhouse in Aquarius. So there are financial issues about the future that cannot be resolved at that time. Okay. Moon in Taurus is moving from this 10:57 p.m. square to a sextile to Saturn in Pisces until 3:30 p.m. on Wednesday. So, you know, okay, there was this idea, but I know I can find a way. So we feel much more optimistic and stronger about some of the things we want to pursue. The moon joins Jupiter. We're absolutely ecstatic at 7:13 p.m. And that's a time when if you're out having dinner or something, you may be really overdoing it and getting that dessert and, you know, maybe, you know, something more rich for your meal. Well, you know, once in a while, right? As long as it's not a constant thing, is that's my motto. Moderation in all things. So you can indulge yourself. You will feel very happy, and you know, you may be getting very good news, and particularly about things in the mundane world. I mean, if your house is on the market, maybe you get the sale that day. You know, so it's a lucky moon aspect. And from 7:13 p.m. on until 6 a.m., we've got the Moon-Uranus conjunction coming in. So there's going to be a big shift and change. And, it, you know, Taurus hates that word, change. But, you know, maybe it's good. You know, maybe it's a good idea, something new that needs to come in. But it's definitely also potential for one of those things that happens geophysically that we're reading about over and over again. Very disruptive and difficult. Well, you know, not just Facebook, but many other websites were down during the week before this week that I'm looking at. And so that's one of the things when we see the Uranus energy, if it has issues, it can be a challenge that's going on with some website, and you know, we don't necessarily know why, and it just happens. There it is. But I think we're starting to become more aware of our vulnerabilities in this respect. So 6 a.m. is when that is exact in the Eastern time zone. And somebody's not happy about it because the moon squares Mars in Aquarius after this until 12:01 p.m. It's, yeah. Not a good time to have discussions with people who aren't on the same page with you. Okay? Moon sextile Sun, however, you get like till 1:57 p.m., which is a little time. You know, if you happen to be having a lunch meeting, don't start the discussion till after 12:01 p.m. You'll have an easy flow. People will be responsive and, you know, be able to feel what the moon in Taurus is saying and agree with it, with the sun sextile from Pisces. And then, of course, we get the moon sextile Neptune in Pisces until 6:29 p.m. And we are also then feeling that desire to relax and enjoy. And, you know, I always tell people this is one of the softer aspects there is. You know, candlelight dinners are the, you know, kind of thing that comes to my mind all the time with soft music or whatever. Very, very gentle energy. Void, of course, Taurus moon enters Gemini at 11:16 p.m., a trine to Pluto in Aquarius. Will last until 2 a.m. So if you're surfing the web for information, you get some powerful information and communications as well. They're positive. It's a good flow. Until 6:59 a.m., when this aspect is exact, the moon will square from Gemini, Venus, and Pisces. Well, this is a very rational moon. This is a moon that instinctively wants things to make sense and, you know, to be able to classify and categorize and understand what's going on. Well, Venus in Pisces is like, you know, trying to catch a fish in an aquarium with your bare hands. Have you ever tried that? It really isn't easy. You know, it looks like, okay, this is easy, I can do that. No. That's why they have those nets, because they're bigger and they don't see it as easily. So now is how the emotional levels are responding to this elusive Venus in Pisces, 6:59 a.m. Sextile now comes up, much better for the Gemini moon in the daytime until 6:11 p.m. because it's going into sextile to the Mercury in Aries. And so both are on a quest. We want to know. We want to go. So that is very compatible energy. Talk about the future. Talk about what new things can be happening, what new things can be done. Make plans. Yes. But not after that. After 6:11, moon squares Saturn in Pisces until 8:06 p.m. And this is the downer. This is where people are confronting the Gemini moon with all their fears and worries and it can't, you know, all of that stuff. So avoid that. If you're the butterfly flitting around with your happiness, you know, avoid those people because it doesn't last. You know, it's just their thing. Moon in Gemini will move on. It will trine Mars in Aquarius. A perfect travel partner, a perfect person to see the new and be willing to play with going and finding and doing. This is until 9:02 p.m. on Saturday. So that's Saturday, the 16th, is a good day for the day off from a week to go out there and have some fun and see some new things maybe. After 9:02 p.m. Eastern, you are going into the moon square Sun in Pisces, which is, you know, again, the logical mind dealing with the mystical mind. Not very easy, but we go into the second quarter phase of the lunar cycle when moon squares Sun. You'll see the half moon in the sky. And this is until, the aspect is until 12:11 a.m. on Sunday the 17th, which again in the United States is St. Patrick's Day, although there are many people that have moved against that and are having a different day because they happen to be involved in the Divine Feminine movement, and St. Patrick was chasing the snakes out of Ireland. The snake is the symbol of the goddess Brigid in Ireland, who just got the actual saint, which was not the goddess. This was a girl who was most likely a druid and then started, you know, moving around and doing these miracles, and, you know, she was, you know, canonized the real female on the earth, Brigid. She got a saint's day of her own. And that is really hugely significant for the women in Ireland. And so, just saying, St. Patrick's Day will be celebrated with very Neptunian behaviors, not always the highest level, and we have a Sun conjunction Neptune coming in at 7:22 a.m. that day. They got to get the ball rolling early. Moon square Neptune, 12:43. Moon enters Cancer, 5:40 a.m. Sun joins Neptune, 7:22 a.m. And then, I feel like doing an Irish accent now. I have like 25% DNA. So it's not that I'm against Ireland. Believe me, I'm not. I just am, you know, with my Druid Priestess trilogy, obviously, very connected to that time when the priestesses were also given their equal status. So here it is, Moon in Cancer, trine Venus in Pisces until 7:55 p.m. Well, well, that's a very, very nice aspect for a holiday, a very nice time to be out and about and mixing with others and seeing how well you deal with the Neptune part. Moon in Cancer, along with Venus, are very food-oriented, so there should be some fun parties going on. And later, after 7:55 p.m., the Moon will trine Saturn in Pisces, so everything starts coming back down to Earth. And a little bit more compassion is going to the people who are worried or concerned, because the Cancer Moon has that instinct to mother and nurture others, although it's also highly sensitive and everything is about me, you know. But as long as it has someone else to nurture, it'll be there for you. So that's 4:29 a.m. on Monday, the 18th of March. Okay. And we will start that week with a very good aspect from the Moon in Cancer, which I'll talk about next week. And on the 19th day, Tuesday, and it's pretty late in the evening, for Eastern Time it's 11:06 p.m. that the Sun will enter Aries, and we have the equinox, the equal day of night, equal light and dark in the spring. Yes, Sun enters Aries for that equinox. And we will be talking about that and other things. We have, I guess, Palm Sunday is on the 24th of March this year. Mars will shift into Pisces that week. So we'll be talking about those things. And I'll leave you with your information for the week of the 11th to 17th, and I'll say goodbye for now.